Welcome to the Popoy and Basher podcast, a podcast about the best and worst of Pinoy rom-com movies by amateur film critics. I'm your host, Danny, and this is Eugene.
Hi, Danny.
Say hi. Well, so what are we expecting in today's episode?
Today, we'll be talking about the 2016 movie Always Be My Maybe, starring Arcy Muñoz and Gerald Anderson, directed by Dan Villegas.
What's this movie about?
According to Google, after being unexpectedly dumped by their respective lovers, a man and a woman have a chance meeting at a resort and embark on a unique relationship.
That sounds exciting.
Well, this movie starts with Jake in a birthday party, hanging out with his bros while sharing his plans of getting married. What did you think about this scene?
I guess they were trying to establish Gerald Anderson's character. What's his name again? Jake?
Jake,
right? So he's supposed to be a player. As we're seeing by how he's talking about like his ex-girlfriends, I think it's his friends who bring up all the ex-girlfriends, and then he's supposed to be like a serious guy now.
This is part of my complaint about this movie. I don't know if I want to go to character development right away. Mm-hmm. But the first scene alone already shows how flawed this movie is.
Yeah, actually, when I was writing my notes about this movie, I was asking myself, what are my general thoughts about this viewing experience? The only thing that I managed to think of at the time was, what a waste of time and what a waste of money. Coming in maybe from a production standpoint, but hey, I'm not in film. It's just that I know it takes a lot of money to make movies like this.
I wonder if it is not that much money, but yeah.
I mean, their salaries alone, I think, but...
Yeah, actually, I'm curious, how did this movie do in the theaters? Sumikat ba siya?
I think fans are bound to watch it. Gerald Anderson alone.
Already banked something, already worth something.
Yeah, and I'm not sure if Arcy Muñoz, like, I've never seen anything she's in. So I think this a big movie? Or?
Who knows? I don't know. Of course, you can check it out on the internet.
I don't want to watch it anymore.
But I don't want to be reminded by anything about this movie at all. How did this make... Talk about this movie. How did this make you feel?
How did it make me feel? I said it was a waste of time. And... Actually, there were no kilig moments at all. At least, when I watch a rom-com movie, I expect to at least feel kilig. And I think there was no kilig because nothing made sense. And I can't be kilig if it doesn't make sense. Because I feel kilig happens because it feels relatable. And when something's relatable, it's because like, oh yeah, this feels real. This makes sense. And I've managed to bridge the gap between sense and kilig. But that's why I hated it so much. That's the bottom.
Wait a minute. I really want to share more of this experience to the listeners. Because they just can't imagine. I just described how bad the character development is, even from the start. Nah, they were talking about all these girls, but they're trying to establish na playboy si Jake. But it just wasn't enough for you to actually believe that. And some of the scenes after that kind of portray that. Let's set up the movie first. So Jake, the horror. Jake and Tintin were expecting something from their partners.
Expecting something.
Like they were going to be engaged. Yeah. So the first part, maganda yung editing na parang you're not sure if they were the actual couple.
Yeah.
But what happens is Jake and Tintin got turned down by their partners for whatever reason, which is also already weird. So even at the start, when Jake was sad, it's already not believable because they portray him as a playboy and yet cry siya dun sa car while he was drinking.
Yeah, that problematic scene with him coming from a bar, you know, drunk, and he walks into his car. And like, that is the most unsafe thing ever. I don't know. I might sound like a prude throughout this podcast, but it just brings out the worst in me. Sorry, go on.
Well, yeah, that was the first moment, because after that, 6 months later, they will meet in
some resort.
San Juan.
In Batangas. Yeah,
or San Juan. Yeah, La Union. And that was already the start of this weird, weird, weird relationship. And even the way they met was already weird.
I would say that weird relationship was one of the good things. If there were like at least three good things about this movie, that would be one of them. It's like shedding a light into that kind of dynamic where, I guess, in this is a world where siguro a girl and a guy can be platonic friends. I think that's what they were trying to establish. Like, they can be each other's wingwoman at a bar. But of course, things are bound to get complicated.
As Google mentioned. But even that part for me was already weird, because the motivation of Tintin to approach Jake was just through, yee-hee, sige nga.
Made sense.
And then even the next scene we're in, it was supposed to be Tintin kilig moment approaching Jake, but she got rejected. She showed this viral video of her. That's why she's popular. Then they started drinking.
Yeah, they started drinking. And I think if you've seen enough teen movies, at least you know where all that drinking gets you. But they just become friends after a lot of sexually charged topics. They end the night, or at least the early morning, as like, sige, text tayo.
So weird, the topics. These two gorgeous people na Arcy Muñoz is so sexy.
She's so hot.
And then this supposed to be Playboy Jake. Like,
yeah, all of a sudden he's not a Playboy.
Yeah. Anyways, again, let me paint the picture on how ugly this movie is, how senseless this movie is. Afterwards, we don't know the timing. We don't know if it was the next day, the next week, the next month, the next year. Jake goes back to Manila and they meet up at a coffee bar, coffee shop, whatever.
Yeah, I think they're in the movie, it was being established that they were just going to be good friends. In Metro Manila. God.
So weird. They hang up in Metro Manila and then they were like, let's help each other move on.
May charity.
Yeah, then the club scenes begin. Yeah, I got her back. Shit. The club scenes begin. We're supposed to be, they were each other's buddy.
I think they show them being each other's wingman woman twice. And then they always end up having dinner after. And that's where I think we are supposed to feel the kilig na where they're actually connecting over, what is it, Tapsilog or Paris. Like they made a habit out of eating out after going clubbing. So that's where they start to connect. And then, you know, kilig, and then they bond, and then they talk about each other's dreams, and you know, and how what's his name?
Jake,
he wants to be a photographer. Honest.
Actually, one of my favorite parts of this movie is Shira Luna, the pro-mil kid, all of a sudden.
Pro-mil prodigy turned extra in this movie.
Full of tattoos.
Yes, and full of talent. Yeah.
Well, after that, again, bonding, they become exterminators for a day to help Jake's business. It was so ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's a friend thing. Let's kill Epis together.
Yeah, and after this is another club scene. This is how bad this movie is that I cannot describe it any better than the ugly scenes.
Oh.
Diba?
Yeah.
Think about the other movies that we've reviewed. Considering this is the first, but the other movies that we talked about is...
Yes, off screen.
Off screen, yeah. The emotion, the characters, this movie just lacks this substance that it has to be through. I have to describe it through these bad scenes. Mm.
I mean, I don't know why I feel like giving it. I don't know why I feel like defending this movie now. But then I tried to write, I tried to remember the things that I actually liked about this movie. And apart from that relationship dynamic that would have been promising, there was another thing that I did like, which is, you know, at least it tried. At least they tried. And
try what?
They tried to show that, you know, this kind of, you know, this meat, would I call it a meat cute? That exists. And it's not your, I guess it's not a typical way of going about how, you know, it's never a straight path, diba? But maybe, I guess, more typical movies will show you a very straightforward cookie cutter approach. But then this is like, oh, they would have been a, you know, a friends with benefits situation, which probably happens for some people. So I don't know. I feel like the more I'm defending this movie, and I think what I found interesting was that they were navigating, you know, like the murky waters of defining the relationship and assigning labels. And maybe that's the only part of that plot that felt real. Because that is a common issue. And it's not always, sige, tayo na. You know, do you get my point?
I get your point, but I'm wondering why it doesn't work for this movie.
Yeah, it doesn't. I'm not saying that it was done well, but I guess they tried. They tried.
So that's the part you liked, right? That at least
I've tried to. Yeah, I just wanted to know what's the best thing about this movie. I always want to see the good in everything.
I like some scenes. I like specific scenes that had good script. But my problem with that was, parang the movie was built around, parang they already have those good scripts for scenes na you're the best, or ganyan ganyan, or the, there were some scenes that were good, but it didn't feel natural. Parang we have this kilig moment scenes in our back pocket. Mm-hmm. When we get to make a movie, let's just put it in there. Oh. But it's just so unnatural.
We could have made it good this whole time.
But it's just the whole concept. And you were talking about this a while ago. Just the chemistry is not there.
I didn't see the chemistry at all.
Apparently, trivia, this is their first pairing. This is their, this is their first movie together.
I know they've had some movies after this.
Yeah.
I guess they've... people like their chemistry.
Okay, what did you not like? What does we have any more to say that we don't like?
Oh, is it time to talk about the things we don't like?
We talked about the things that we like.
What
don't you like about this movie?
Just that the situations felt fake and forced. And one thing that really stands out among many others was I hated that steamy love scene. So the very first love scene that we see of them is that they both come from a fake date because Tintin asks out Jake on a Valentine's Day date, and they go out, and then it's supposed to be like this kind of date where parang ano lang tayo, fake friend, friends lang tayo. But and after that, like, they end up having sex at his house after like a steamy photo shoot, and you see their weird tattoos. It's so forced. It's so weird. And I kept saying, like, over and over, while I was watching this movie, why couldn't they just have had sex at the beginning when they met in the beach in their, you know, underwear and sexy, you know,
after the drinking session,
right? And after the drinking session, so stuff like that didn't make sense.
I wonder. You kept on harping about that. If they switched those scenes, it would have made sense. Na after the drinking session, they had a one night stand. Then it got awkward in Manila or something like that. Then the DTR question becomes more natural. But it just didn't make sense. It's just so many things about this doesn't make sense. And I wonder if it's just a mistake of
editing.
Sequencing, storyboarding.
No, I thought about that. If they rearranged the sequences, if they hooked up at the start and then it was weird after, then the other scenes wouldn't make sense. And then they'd have to mention stuff like, oh, one time lang yan, or sa beach lang yan. But yeah, I mean, nothing makes sense. So let's move on from things not making sense. What did you think of the characters?
They both don't have enough character development. So I was talking about Jake trying to be established as a playboy, mm-hmm. but it just didn't work because it wasn't clear. Mm-hmm. His motivations weren't clear. His reactions to being broken with wasn't clear mm-hmm. that he was a playboy. They went to a photo shoot with Tintin. There were three girls. This is with Shira Luna. Mm. He didn't wink at the girls. He didn't establish that he's a playboy.
Yeah. Right? But I think that was also a moment where he was trying to step up.
And yeah, then as a photographer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Even as a person, even as a human being. Because she
asked for help, I think.
Yeah, he was like there to help. And then he also showed interest in Shira Luna's work.
Yeah. But still, it could have been a great scene to establish that character.
Mm-mm-mm. Yeah, I thought that he was a very flat character as well and very bland for a playboy. He's the most boring playboy. At least be, you know, cool, but
flirty.
He obviously be flirty, but this guy has no friends and he's like hanging out with his tatay friends very innocently playing basketball. Why is he not hooking up with other girls? Like, what a lame ass playboy.
Part of my complaint. Exactly that. What type of character is this, right? Yeah. If you're gonna go playboy, go all the way playboy na girls left and right. He's rich, diba? That's like so. And same for Tintin. They were trying to establish that she's this, I don't know, quirky girl who vlogs. Mm. That's a hairdresser or makeup artist, I think.
You know what's really interesting is that I found the one review about this movie. I can't say it was a good review. It was actually published on Rappler. It's interesting how you describe Arcy Muñoz's character because this movie reviewer, who's obviously a more educated film person than we are, he wrote that Jake's character seemed to have been... this movie seemed to have been written and targeted for men instead of women, who are the typical market for these rom-com movies. Like, if you think of Arcy Muñoz's character, you know how she talks about makeup, connecting all the tips of beauty with loving oneself, sabi ng writer. It turns her character in some sort of male fantasy, a seductively beautiful woman who is unquestionably feminine, but also can get along with the boys. They said that, it's like written for guys or...
Did I feel that, I guess?
Yeah, what's your take on that?
That's interesting.
I was going to say something interesting.
That is interesting. I wonder, so the first scene that we saw Tintin flirting with Jake, that was such a hot scene, diba? Na parang, wow, hot girl approaching me.
Yeah.
Even though, you know, they established Jake as a playboy, but you don't relate with him as a playboy. Mm-hmm. So parang, yeah, is this me? But of course, guapo si Gerald.
Unlike most men. Yeah, he can pull it off. Yeah.
So that's a good observation on the first meeting. But as the movie progressed, Tintin became desperate when she asked for a date, diba?
I think that's how, if a man would write this movie, it would be the subject of male fantasy. Like, this woman is going after me. This woman is the one approaching me. And I don't know, I just found it to be an interesting... Maybe it looked into it too much. I don't know, but I just found it interesting.
But still, even Tintin's character development, it's still bad.
I am so disappointed with the lead female character here because they make her as dumb as possible. And this girl seems to have no sense of values at all. Where is her family and all of this? What's important to her? You don't know what's important to her. That's what I meant about what her values are. And she has really crappy friends who always talk down on her and kick her when she's already down.
They had a redemption.
Did they?
At the end, when they tried to push her. And even the guy friend.
I thought the guy was the one like, uy,
gising ka na.
But I think it was still an invalidating sort of thing that a friend would tell a friend who's already down.
Yeah, that's true. And then even Jake only has his family through the family business angle.
Yeah, and we've seen that dynamic in so many Pinoy teleseries. The dad is rich, tapos syempre galit siya sa anak niya kasi ayaw niyang i-pursue yung family business, but no, he wants to go after his dreams.
I want to finish this movie. I want to finish talking about this movie.
Talk about it for 3 more hours.
They were together. I don't wanna punish our listeners on our first episode. So they got together ish after the hot photo shoots and their bad tattoos. After that, the past came back. The past for Jake came back. Tracy mentioned something. She's getting married.
Jake's ex.
Jake's ex. Yeah. Another confusing, weird, odd way to bring a plot.
Yeah, they didn't show any of it. We just hear about it from Jake, who says, "We see Tracy. Nag-meet kami. Oh, anong ginawa niyo? What does he say?"
She was so excited. She's getting married, and then she kissed Jake.
Yes, sabi ni Jake, hinalikan niya ako, pero I didn't kiss back. And then that sparks this big argument. And he justifies himself with saying that he didn't kiss back and the woman kissed her. So she gets mad, right?
Yeah, she gets mad.
She gets mad. But then she kind of, there's like some revenge aspect
here. Yeah, because then her ex comes back. Or did she chase
the ex? I forgot. I think he texted her again. It's
yeah.
It's all yung hard drive.
Pahiram mo rin ang hard drive. I need the movies, but it's just so unmemorable because it was so inconsequential.
Parang rebound kind of meet up.
It just didn't flow well as well. That's why I don't remember this scene because it just didn't make sense.
Yeah, sadly.
So.
Okay. But she actually, so this, I mentioned the revenge rebound meetup, right? The difference between that meetup with Jake's meetup is that I feel like she was aware na she was angry and sad at the time. So, nag-meet sila.
Yeah,
And tapos nag-kiss din sila. But we see it this time.
That's true. So, Jake does see them. And then after that, they met again, had dinner to, I think, clarify the situation. And this is the dumbest scene. The dumbest breakup scene.
Which dumb scene? The one that was fueled by the eavesdropper.
So they were, I think it was Tintin who was angry. Parang, okay, let's finally define the relationship. Are we still together? And then some eavesdropper at the back said, "Uy, ano ba yan? Yung mag-jowa, nag-aaway."
Oh, tapos sabi ni Tintin, "Ha, di kami mag-jowa." And then, "Ha, talaga? Di tayo mag-jowa."
And that was it. That was the that was the DTR.
Yes, because they finally know. Gerald is questioning, the relationship. It's not even D. They didn't D it. They just, cued it. They questioned it. And then they break up.
Then they break up. To end this movie now, as my third saying, they break up. Gerald sees Tintin all over while he was doing a photo shoot because now he's a photographer. And then Tintin comes back and then they end up together.
Yeah, I think that bothers me is just how it's, you don't know what she is. She's, now that I'm thinking about this person who reviewed that movie, she's no one. She's like, she doesn't exist, this girl. I don't know anyone who's like her. She's not believable. Like I mentioned, it might have even sounded too padi, pero ano yung values niya? Yeah. Well, what's important to her?
You don't know why she exists.
Yeah, like what is she in this world? So she, now that I think about it, she's like this floating concept of, ito yung submissive, yung pa-beauty na babae who will eventually end up with. And parang wala siyang goals pati. Ano yung goals niya? Ano gusto niya mangyari sa buhay niya?
Yeah, you're
so
right.
I hate it. I hate it so much. And yet she has this giant dragon tattoo or whatever the heck it is.
Okay, we're running out of time now. Final thoughts. Would you recommend this movie?
Well, it depends. I mean, what am I recommending it for and who am I recommending it to? I wouldn't recommend actually, if you really wanted to discuss this movie with someone that, you know you can have a good laugh with, it's like, you know, like campy movies. It's just fun sometimes. But then this movie, I wouldn't even lump it into that category. This is just torture. I would not recommend this movie. How about you?
I will not recommend this movie as well. It is a waste of time. You won't get anything out of this. You will laugh, not out of because it's funny, but because out of frustration. And it's not, and I'm not saying that in the campy, you know, B movie level funny, but it's just out of frustration because it doesn't make sense.
I wish it were like really bad. If it were at least super bad B movie camp levels, that would have been fine. But it didn't even get there. It's so mediocre in how bad it is.
I have a theory now. You mentioned you liked it because they tried. But they didn't try in any direction.
Let me be clear. I didn't say I liked it. I said there were things I liked about it. You know, if I had to pick and choose na, sige, okay na to. Yeah, I didn't try in a... Is it a direction that mattered?
Yeah, or just a direction that worked for this couple, for this chemistry, for this
story. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so I know you won't recommend this movie, but I still want to rate this movie. And this is the first movie that we're reviewing. 0 to 10. If you were to review this movie, 0 being you will watch this for the rest of your life as a punishment. And 10 being it's so good that it actually works. How would you rate this movie?
Wow, I cannot grasp the range. The range is so vague to me, but maybe... I mean, what's lower than 0? Are these the negatives? I'm bad at math. I don't want to watch it again. I don't even listen to this podcast after.
Oh my God. 0 to 10, this movie. Stay away. Delete this from your Netflix queue. Delete this from the internet. I'm sorry, Dan Villegas, you are better than this. I'm sorry, Gerald Anderson.
Good movies,
yes,
think.
Exactly. Yeah. He has some, but why?
I guess they gotta eat.
I'm sorry, Gerald Anderson, RC Munoz. This is your first pairing, and it sucked so bad. I hope the next movies that you make is much better than this.
Do we want to watch their other movies?
I am curious. Let's do that.
No.
Okay. Oh God, the trauma. I think I need to drink tea, take another shower, brush
therapy.
My teeth. Have therapy after talking about this movie.
I'm going to brush my teeth.
And with that...
This has been the Popoy and Basher podcast. I've been Danny.
This is Eugene, exhausted from talking about this movie.
We'll see you in the next episode. Bye.
Bye.